joining Paul Ramo over in Canby. What are you up to now?
Well, I'm sitting in front of Jim's Market. Actually, we're sitting in the parking lot with the owner, Paul Huber, here celebrating 50 years of business. And congratulations, Paul, to you and your family.
Well, thanks very much, Paul.
Yeah, we have big celebration today going on. Huh?
Yeah, everything's coming together nicely today, and a lot of things going on in our parking lot.
Yeah, Brian McKean just told me a lot of work for 4 hours.
True, and he's put in a lot of work in this whole this whole day. So,
and your whole staff is out here working hard to get ready?
They've done just a tremendous job, and this has been in the makings for months for these 4 hours.
So. Right. And the festivities actually will start at 4 o'clock, just in a few minutes from now until 8 o'clock. Tell us what's going on here tonight.
Well, we have kids' bounce houses and a dunk tank. A lot of free food here. Turkey sandwiches, ice cream, no-name steaks, a lot of no-name products.
Okay.
Free popcorn, pizza, cotton candy, muffins, you name it. We got a lot of stuff going on here, and the band starts about 5 o'clock, but I think they'll start maybe a little bit sooner.
Okay.
And we're going to run till 8 with that. Heroes is running a beer garden here. We have a tent set up with many tables, and hopefully we see a lot of people out here.
Yeah, there's a big tent with picnic tables in, and so far, you got some rain this morning, Herb, but it's good right now, huh?
Yeah, it worked out great. The farmers need the rain. We got, actually in town, we got a couple inches and cleaned off things nicely for the celebration.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the history of Jim's Market. I had a nice visit with your dad just a little bit ago.
Yeah, my dad, he moved to Canby in 68. Prior to that, he had been in the family business in Belle Plaine and started his own business in Fulda. He was there for 3 years and then came to Canby in 68 and then had a little store downtown where the Cass Plumbing is right now, and also bought a small store downtown, which was a gamble store.
Oh.
And so he operated two different locations downtown.
Oh, okay.
And then in 77, he built this facility, and he housed both Gambles and the Red Owl back then, right? The Red Owl.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, some little kids were walking by with the Red Owl insignia on front of their shirts, and he got a big kick out of that. He hadn't seen that for a while.
Yeah, a lot of good memories from the Red Owl days, and my dad sponsored a softball team for many years. The Jim's Red Owl team was a powerhouse in the area and fun to follow.
Right. So how did you get into business? You worked there in high school and stuff?
Yeah, I did. I did a lot of stuff when I was probably started full-time when I was 13 or 14, and not full-time, but working more seriously than just playing around in the bagging potatoes and stuff like that. But, so it's always been a part of me, and I told the interview the other day that I had two goals when I went to college. I never wanted to work retail, and I never wanted to live in a small town, but to be honest with you, Paul, it's really served me well, and I really enjoy what I do and enjoy all the people that work with me.
That's right. You own a number of grocery stores?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We bought Slayton in 2003.
Okay.
And then it was Zimmerman in 2010 and Double Lake in 14, I believe, and then Springfield in 16.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, the one in Canby here, I stop in here often, and you built the Wine and Spirits addition a few years ago. That's been a big addition to your...
Yeah, we've done well with that. We have Wine and Spirits in Slayton as well, and it's just worked out good with the grocery business.
Okay. So how many employees have you had over the years?
I couldn't tell you, Paul. It's just a lot.
What I notice is there's a lot of long-term employees.
Yes, and we do have a list right when you walk in the door. I don't know if you happen to walk inside, but we have a list of all the employees and the number of years they've been here, and it's remarkable, anywhere from 50 to 40 to 37. It's just a lot, and I tell you what, that's been a huge part of why I love what I do, and just got have great people, loyal people.
Yep, and one of those is Wayne, who I just visited with. Also, he's celebrating 50 years of working at Jim's Market. Huh?
Yeah, that's amazing. Wayne was working at the store downtown when my dad purchased it, and Wayne has been with us ever since. And it's he's just a great person in the community, and always fun to see Wayne around.
Yeah, what was his job titles? Different things?
Yeah, he's done a lot of different things. You know, grocery, carry out, He's worked in dairy probably the last, 25 years, I'm guessing, in the dairy department.
Okay, yeah. Yep, and now they're long-time employees. I think a lot of high school kids, that's their summer job here, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a lot of kids that go to high school here, and we get a lot to come back, and through their college years come back and work in the summertime. So.
All right. Well, Paul, congratulations on being celebrating 50 years. You got to be pretty proud of that.
I am. It's great. Yep. Thank you very much.
Yep. And the big celebration is going to start at 4 o'clock this afternoon, right?
Correct. Yep.
And the band is called Downtown Sound Band.
Right.
Where are they out of,
Out of Fargo.
Oh, out of Fargo. They're setting up right now.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things, and I'm looking forward to listening to them.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a good night. They looked at the radar, and it looks like no rain. So
free sailing.
Yep. All right, come on over to Jim's. You got some specials, too. We could talk another hour on all the anniversary specials you got going on, huh?
That's all right.
And a lot of people are grocery shopping today, too.
We've got a lot of people in the store today, too. We can talk about specials another day.
Okay. Well, appreciate you. You're a longtime advertiser for us on Q92. We appreciate that, too.
So. We appreciate what you guys do. Thank you very much.
All right, come on over to Jim's Market here in Canby. You can't miss it. Right along the highway here. From 4 to 8, they'll be celebrating a free food, a beer garden, a dunk tank, face painting right next to me here. A lot of prizes will be given away. Mostly employees are here in white T-shirts, celebrating 50 years, it says on the front. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll continue with our live broadcast here from Jim's Market in Canby in the next few hours. We'll get manager Brian McKean on here, too. And Brian's, of course, one of the probably the biggest Minnesota Viking fan I know, ever.
That's for sure.
And we'll have to chat about that, too. So, all right, thanks, Paul.
All right, thank you.
Paul Huber, owner of Jim's Market here in Canby. Back to you, Kathy.
We got a dunk tank, beer garden, free food, lots of fun stuff for kids to do.
Yeah, the bouncy houses are here. The dunk tank's right next to us, and Brian's trying to get me in that dunk tank.
Yep, we're going to try before you leave yet.
You think that's gonna happen, huh?
Yep, we're gonna try.
Well, if I get splashed in that dunk tank, we're gonna lose all the water in the tank.
It's cooler in there, though.
It is. And you know what? The sun just is beginning to shine here, isn't it?
Yep. It's gonna be a nice night.
All right. They're giving away prizes. There's free cupcakes. There's free pizza. There's free popcorn. Free turkey sandwiches. And the only thing you really gotta pay for is Brian.
Beer. Yep, just the beer. $2 a glass.
All right, $2 a glass for a beer, and who's doing that?
Heroes is doing that for us, Heroes
okay.
Sports Bar.
What other vendors do you have here?
We have No Name Steaks. They have steaks, hot dogs, brats, I think some salmon.
Okay.
And Genio is doing the sandwiches, turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, I think those Genio turkey sandwiches are free, too.
Yep. Everything's pretty much free except the beer.
So come on down to Jim's Market in Canby, eat supper. Listen to some great entertainment by, what's the band called?
Downtown Sound. I believe they're out of Fargo.
Okay, and they're setting up right now, and it looks like it's going to be a great band. That's for sure.
Yeah,
so
it'll be great.
Well, Brian, let's talk about how long you've been working at Jim's Market.
It was 20 years in May, 1998 I started.
20 years in May, wow. So, right out of high school.
Yep, a long time. Wasn't really the plan, but that's how it ended up.
Okay.
Here I am.
And what year did they build this building, Paul, say?
This one, 76. It started open in 77.
Okay.
So about 41 years.
And what's fun, as I walked around the parking lot here at Jim's, is all the employees are wearing white T-shirts, much like yourself here, with a 50th anniversary on it. And a lot of employees here at Jim's Market.
Yeah, we have, I believe, 59 full and part-time employees as of right now.
And who's one of the oldest long-time employees?
Wayne is the oldest, or the longest, tenured, 50 years. So he pretty much came with the store. So, yeah, he's been here forever. And he's still here.
Yeah, he's still here. Yeah. I had a nice visit with him, and, he said the grocery business has changed over the years.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
What have you seen the biggest change in 20 years, Brian?
You have the Walmarts now. You have Amazon. People travel out of town. They go online a lot, which you really have to work hard to try to keep them here.
Yep. And what is your responsibilities as manager of Jim's Market here in Canby, Brian?
I write the ads. I do the scheduling for the baggers. Oversee things.
Okay.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, you're running around here in the parking lot with like your head cut off. You're trying to. You had a little problem with the cotton candy machine here.
That's a no-go, I guess.
It was a little loud when you started. Yep. I thought it was going to take off.
It almost did. So, but everything else is going well, so should be good.
Yeah, we got free popcorn, as I mentioned, free pizza, free cupcakes, a lot of free stuff here, and there's face painting right next to us.
Yeah, right next door. You can get over there, too, if you want to do that, if you don't want to do the dunk tank.
Okay, I might do that. I'd rather do the face painting than the dunk tank.
There you go.
And you know what, folks, Brian McKean here is probably one of the most, I don't know how to describe it, just a fanatic Minnesota Viking football fan.
A little bit.
And, you know, you should see his man room in his house. It's amazing. You just love the passion. You have a good passion for the Vikings, huh?
Yep. Been a season ticket holder for 18 years.
Okay.
So
what's your most prized possession in your man cave? It's all purple.
Yes, all purple.
Is that a hard question?
Yeah, it is. I like it all, but maybe my Metrodome seats that we sat in.
Okay.
So I have four of those. The actual ones we sat in for season tickets.
The actual seats?
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Awesome. How do you think the Vikes are going to do next this year with new quarterback?
Well, it'll be good, but I say that every year, and it always ends up the same. Always disappointing.
They came close last year again.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. All right, I just want to encourage everybody to come over to Jim's Market here in Cambie, celebrating 50 years in business, and Brian will be here for another 30 years to celebrate.
Maybe. And I'll, 30 more, and I'll have 50 in.
All right, so come on over. As I mentioned, this goes until 8 o'clock. The band play after that? Or is
it 5 to 8 they go. So.
They go 5 to 8, okay.
We might be here later.
Yep. Well, the whole Huber family is here, it seems like.
They're all here. Yep, that's great.
Yeah, one of Paul's sisters gave me a hug from Florida. She reads my blog, and she said my last blog I wrote, I want a hug from everybody.
Oh, you're famous all
over
the
country. Yeah, and she knew that, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, thanks, Brian, for joining us here on Q92, and congratulations
to
you and all your employees here celebrating 50 years here at Jim's Market.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. That's Brian McKean, manager of Jim's Market here in Cambie, as the sun is starting to shine again. So just want to encourage everybody, we're right along Highway 75 here in Cambie. You can't miss it. A lot of free food, a lot of things for the kids. Bring the family, and you got plenty of time to make it over to Cambie, right?
Right.
All right. And we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Kathy.
No.
To Cambie, can't you tell? What you up to now, Paul?
Well, we're going to fight the band here, I think, Kathy. Can you hear us all right with the band playing in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Paul Ramo once again broadcasting live from Jim's Market in the parking lot here as the sun is coming out late this afternoon. Jim's, of course, celebrating 50 years in business. And we have a couple of longtime employees with us, Donna Cromert and Barb Reese, join us. Thanks for putting the headset on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Donna, let's start with you. How long have you been working at Jim's Market?
It'll be 37 years in September.
37 years. Wow. And how about you, Barb?
I'll be 40 in December.
40. You got her beat.
Yep, I got her beat. I got her beat to age a little bit, too.
that's pretty good. You're pretty proud of that, I bet, huh?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you don't see that nowadays. People don't stay in the job very well. So.
Right.
Yep. So, Donna, what's your responsibilities at Jim?
I'm one of the assistant managers, so I take care of the pricing and the cashiers.
Okay, and how about you, Barb? What do you do?
I was a bakery manager for 32 years, and now I work part-time at the bakery.
Oh, the bakery manager.
Yep.
I think I'd hang out with Barb.
Yes.
So I just had some of your cupcakes over there. They're pretty good, Barb.
Thank you.
Yeah, your department makes that then?
Yes, we make them.
Okay. Well, what kind of changes have you seen in 40 years here at Jim?
I've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah.
A lot of way we do things now. It's, you know, you have to be right up to code all the time for the inspectors and just keep everything going. Now we do have more on sale now than what we used to have.
Back in the day, it's probably just a few things for sale, huh?
Now we have a lot of different varieties. I think we do a great job.
Yep. And Donna, what are the changes you've seen?
When I started, we used to hand punch the prices in, and we had to mark each item, and now it's all scanning and all done on a computer.
Wow, and the cash register is a little different, I bet,
yes,
too, huh?
Yes.
So, yeah, a long time with the Huber family the whole time, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I worked for Paul's dad first.
What's that?
We both worked for Paul's dad first.
Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of employees have come through, haven't
they? Yes, there has been.
You didn't happen to start in high school or anything, did you?
Okay. It's out of high school for me.
Okay.
2 years after.
Go ahead.
I was about 40 when I started.
That's good though, Barb, huh?
I love it. I still like it.
Right. So did you guys start downtown?
No.
In this place here? Okay. All right, yeah. Well, quite a celebration is going on here.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, a lot of people here already.
Yeah, there is.
Brian's trying to get me in the dunk tank. I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, you'll cool off then anyway.
Well, the sun's coming out now. It's a little warm, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be nice there now.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the celebration, what's going on here tonight.
We have the live band, Downtown Sound, and there's bounce houses for the kids, and there's lots of free food like pizza, popcorn, pop water, ice cream sandwiches, turkey sandwiches.
All free.
It's all free.
And the only thing I think you got to pay for is $2 for a beer from Heroes, right?
Right.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
We're giving away free cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the dance line team is doing face painting, and all the proceeds. It's free will offering, and all the proceeds go to the Minneota dance team.
Okay, yeah, they're sitting right next to us here, and
yes,
they're doing a good. They're pretty busy, aren't
they? Yes, they are.
And they got a big tent here with a lot of picnic tables on underneath of it, and it's a really great family event, and just fun to be here. So it's right off Highway 75, Jim's Market here in Canby. You still got to come over to help Paul, Jim, and the employees celebrate 50 years in business. Fine advertiser here on Q92. They have been over the years, and been a lot of fun, hasn't it? Have you really enjoyed your job, Barb?
I have enjoyed it, and I still do.
So, as a baker, did you have to get up real early?
Yes, we do. We our stuff is all frozen, and then we bake it off.
Oh, okay.
And then we, put it in the cooker and bake it off.
Okay.
We don't have to. The only thing that we mix up is our cake donuts.
Oh, cake donuts. Okay.
But other stuff come in all right, frozen. So
good.
So it's been a fun project.
Yeah. And how about you, Donna?
Yes, I really
enjoy
it. Yeah.
Day shift? Okay. Night shift?
One night a week, and then weekends, some weekends.
All right. So. Tell us a little bit about, should I ask you, tell us a little bit about yourself. Your family and stuff?
Yes, I've pretty much grown up all my life in Canby.
Okay. How about you, Barb?
I came here 51 years ago, and my husband worked for Jim.
Thanks for coming on the radio with me today. Congratulations on the longevity here at Jim's Market.
Thank you.
All right, that's Barb Reese and Donna Cromart. Barb, what, 40 years?
We'll be 40 in December.
And Donna's
37.
37 years. Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, once again, just a reminder, you heard the Downtown Sound Band in the background here. The parking lot is full. Come on over to Canby, to Jim's Market. It goes till 8 o'clock. A lot of free stuff here. It's a great family event. A lot of free food. Paul was telling me there's a lot of free food here. So come on out, help yourself to supper and stuff. So with that, Kathy, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. All right, welcome back to Jim's Market here in Canby, celebrating 50 years in business, and the band Downtown Sound Band from Fargo, North Dakota has just started playing in front of a nice crowd here in the parking lot of Jim's Market in Canby. Things are happening now. The sun is out. It's turned out to be a beautiful day. The celebration goes till 8 o'clock tonight. A lot of free food here. here. Let me tell you, I've had a turkey sandwich, I've had popcorn, I've had cupcakes, and I'm completed with my supper. It's just a lot of fun here. And we've been interviewing we interviewed owner Paul Huber a while back and some employees. And we're going to continue with interviewing some longtime employees here at Jim's Market here in Canby. And Mary DeVos joins me and Rita McLean. Thanks for coming. Put the headset on.
Thank you.
Well, we'll start with you, Mary. How long have you been working at Jim's Market?
I've been here 29 years.
29 years. And how about you, Rita?
I worked here 16 years, and then I had the heart problem, so then I had to quit.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of retired now?
Yeah, you could say that. Mostly tired.
Mostly tired. I love that. Mary, tell us a little bit about yourself. Longtime Canby resident?
No, I was born and raised in St. Leo, and I still live in St. Leo.
Oh.
I would have been married 38 years in June. I lost my husband almost 5 years ago.
Okay.
But I started out working at the school and as a para, and I just couldn't get enough hours. And so then Paul's dad, Jim, had offered me a full-time job here at Jim's Market. And so I started out in the produce department, and then I transferred to the grocery department. And so I am now the grocery manager here at Jim's Market, and I really, really enjoy my job here.
Well, I could tell by just the smile on your face, you really enjoy working at Jim's Market. Oh, you're coming up on 30 years then, huh?
Yes, I am.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know what I think makes a good grocery store is the produce department. Don't you agree?
I agree. But I think it's really the grocery department.
Yeah, oh, it's really the grocery department. What kind of changes have you seen over the years, Mary, in 30 years?
I've seen a lot. You know, just the new product that keeps coming in every day. We try to put in what we can, what people ask for, but there's just so many new products that are coming in every day, and so that we try to promote those things if we can.
Right, right. Rita McLean joins us too, and Rita, you said what, 16?
Oh, 16 years.
Yep. And you're tired now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about your responsibilities here at Jim's.
I worked in the grocery department under Mary, and she's my boss, and she would tell me what to do, and I do it.
That's good. She's a good employee then, huh?
She was. I really miss her.
Yep.
I carried out groceries too, and I filled the shelves.
Okay. Stocking the shelves.
Yep.
In 16 years, things that have stood out to you in the grocery business?
Like Mary said, there's a lot of new things. You have to find room on the shelves to put the new
product.
New product.
Yeah.
It really, just a nice place to work.
Right. Yeah. You know, the times I've come in the Jim's Market, there's a lot of people in here all the time. You know, good, loyal customers too, isn't there?
There is.
Yep. I talked to Paul. He said the sign is out front there with all the employees. What is that sign, Mary? Tell us about that.
It's the 50 years of the celebration. We have the employees that are now employed here at Jim's Market. We have 59 employees. So Wayne, who is our dairy manager, has worked here for 50 years. And then it goes down to the part-time employees. So
long term.
It is long term.
Yep.
So and I just wanted to say Rita and I have both experienced cancer.
Oh.
She was diagnosed before me. And she's been through chemo and radiation, and that's pretty much with her heart, that's why she had to retire from this job, and I do miss her. And then I was diagnosed in October with breast cancer, so then I went through 20 radiation treatments. So I was here at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and I worked until noon, and then I drove to Sioux Falls for my radiation treatment. So I am now finished with that and have to look forward. But Paul was really good about me missing work and worked really well with me.
Yeah.
Well, Paul and Jim are just wonderful to work with, right family.
What's that, Rita?
Right family.
Yep. Yeah, well, thanks for sharing your story there, Mary, and Yeah, the best to you then.
Thank you. So,
yeah, and thanks for coming on. See, that was painless being on the radio, wasn't it?
It was. It was the old thing.
What's that?
I didn't feel a thing.
They were a little nervous about going on the radio with me, but you did well.
Thank you.
Rita, tell us what's going on here now until 8 o'clock, roughly.
Food.
Free food.
Free food. Lots of pop and water to drink and other beverages.
Yep.
And then the band is probably here. It's all kinds of activities.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, that's for sure. So, you know, you still got time to come over to Canby, get in the car, drive down 75, come to Canby, and it's right off Highway 75 here in Canby, Jim's Market. It's a lot of fun going on here and a lot of free food. It's very family-oriented. Bouncy houses are here. Has Brian got you in the dunk tank yet?
He has not.
Is he trying to get you in the dunk tank?
Once or twice.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Mary DeVos here working 29 years at Jim's, and Rita McLean, 16 years here at Jim's Market in Canby. And we'll turn it back to you in the studios, Kathy. All right, welcome back to Jim's Market here in Canby, celebrating 50 years in business, broadcasting live from the parking lot. And join me, Maynard Meyer made it over, and Brian McKean's here with us too, kind of wrapping up our broadcast here.
I heard on the radio that there was a big party going on down here, so I thought I'd come down here, and I enjoyed the turkey sandwich and chips and some pizza and some popcorn, and everybody's having a great time. Good music out here, and very well put together, and good turnout.
Yeah, this is the guy that put it together, yeah. Maynard, Brian McKean here. Good job, Brian. Oh, I gotta turn you up. There we go.
Now we are. Yes, 6,000.
Yeah, see what happens when you advertise on the radio, Brian?
Brings them from everywhere.
That's right. Oh, the weather helped a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Perfect.
Got off to a shaky start this morning, but beautiful evening here. And you're going now how long?
Until 8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on. If somebody drops in down here, what can they expect this evening?
We got a live band, we got free food, beer garden, bounce houses, lots of stuff for kids to do, face painting.
Those cupcakes, you got free cupcakes over there, you got free pizza, free popcorn, water, root beer. Beer, if you want to buy a beer, you can do that over here in the beer garden. So,
yeah.
Paul, you've been here longer than I have. You've been probably partaking of this, the morsels a little more than I have.
Not much. I've been working, Maynard.
Tried to get him in the dunk tank, but no go.
That would have been, we could have got a lot of donations for that.
That's what I thought, but
a lot of donations, yeah. Brian's been trying to get me in the dunk tank, but I told him if I did get dunked, you'd be out of water.
Have to fill it up again. That's right.
We can do that at the end, then we don't have to dump it too much.
Somebody was telling me dunk tank problem. The brothers out of Marshall filled a tank full of beer.
Yep.
That'd be a little smelly.
Yeah, we could have did that here.
Everybody'd want to get dunked, huh?
Yeah, I'd want to be in that one.
Hey, this is a great band you got going on here, Brian. Where are they from and who they are?
Oh, Downtown Sound. They're out of Fargo.
Okay. And Maynard noticed the bass player. Maynard's the bass player.
Yeah, they got a, they kind of switching off between two of them, but they got a young lady that's playing bass most of the time out there. So, yeah.
Well, we've really enjoyed the afternoon here. You had a, started out today with a rib fest. Talk about that, Brian.
Yep, from 11 to 3, we had a rib fest. We were selling full and half-rack ribs.
Yep. You got the clown lady from Alexander here making calls to her left.
Clueless the balloon twister, yeah.
What's that?
Clueless the balloon twister, yeah.
Okay. Just walked by. She made that Viking hat over there.
Yeah, I need one of those.
And the blonde braids. All out of balloons. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Brian's probably the biggest Viking fan I know.
I heard you.
I got to get one of those.
I heard you talking about that one of the last broadcasts there. So.
Yeah, and actually the table next to us here is the donations from the face painting goes to the Mineota, or Canby Mineota dance team.
Yep. And then the proceeds from the dunk tank go to the chamber for the bounce houses for Hat Days next week.
Okay. And Brian, once again, tell our listeners a little bit about how long you've been working at Jim's.
20 years this May. Wasn't always the plan to be here that long, but that's what happened. Here I am.
I heard you say earlier, we have 59 employees or something.
Yeah, 59
like that,
full and part-time employees, yep.
Yeah, a lot of people working over here, so real asset to the community and a beautiful store.
Yeah. Yeah, there's once again, just want to encourage people to come over to Jim's Market in Canby. It's a very family-friendly event going on here, a lot of free food. Paul Huber told me to mention the next time, there's a lot of free food here.
Lots of free food. Free. Everything's free here with beer.
That's right. And pretty popular. Maynard did the popcorn and pizza, I know
Southwest pizza and the turkey sandwich and the chips, and I've got a cupcake. So,
yep, go around again.
One more time. Really enjoyed interviewing some of the longtime employees here, like Barb Reese, Donna Cromer, Mary DeVos, and Rita McLean all were on the air earlier with us today. They had nothing nice things to say about the Huber family and how the employees are treated here at Jim's Market over the years, Brian.
Yes, it's been great. Great people to work for.
And a lot of the Huber family from out of town is here celebrating, too.
Yeah, I believe all of Jim's siblings, our kids, are here.
Okay. Yep. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for asking us to come over, Brian, today. It's been a lot of fun. And
yeah, thanks for coming. Yeah, appreciate it.
Congratulations to you and the Hubers and everybody involved over here. Great day. Brian will be here for the 75th and maybe the 100th.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. We will.
No.
Yeah,
we will.
Yeah, you will be.
We're pushing it. We're pushing it. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Better go back to work. Get back to the station there, Maynard.
Sounds good.
All right. That's Q92 broadcasting from Jim's Market here in Canby, helping celebrate 50 years with the Huber family here. Just a great day. And come on over. There's plenty of time to come over and a lot of picnic tables set up here to sit, and just a lot of fun for the kids as well. So
yeah, until 8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock tonight, yep. And then Brian's got to clean up.
We can use help after 8.
That's when we bail out. And that's when we bail out, yep. All right, back to you at the studio.